The Wisconsin Shares program was set up in the mid-90s to help low-income families with child care assistance as parents went to work under the state's W-2 program. But State Department of Children and Families Secretary Reggie Bika says the program was set up in a very decentralized way.
By law, it was subcontracted out to the counties, and money was sent from Madison to the counties to administer this program, determine who was eligible, get the money out to providers. And the infrastructure never was really built, and the construction was never developed originally when the program was created.
The Doyle administration contends the old structure made it tougher to track abuse of the system, and some recent newspaper reports have shown some child care providers have been cheating taxpayers out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So Bika and Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm have set up a task force to investigate and prosecute fraud cases. Chisholm concedes the attempted crackdown comes as state workers face furloughs and some counties face staff cutbacks. But he says if the task force leads to more offenders being punished, it may reduce staff workloads.
Once people understand that we're going to take this very serious and there'll be a serious consequence at either the state or federal level, I believe that this behavior will stop, and then we can get the money where it's needed.
About 35,000 families get assistance from Wisconsin Shares. It's a $350 million a year program. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.